Welcome to this podcast by The Rocks Church. We hope you find it challenging and inspiring. For more information, visit therocks.church.
Good morning, beautiful people. I'm very, very excited about what we get to do together as a community of faith here as we enter in the second week of our Be Rich campaign. But before that, I just want to extend my personal welcome to all of you here in the room, as well as all of you joining us online through YouTube or Facebook or however you join in. Thank you so much. You are as much part of this community as people here in person. So welcome. I don't want to take for granted that you choose to spend your Sunday with us. So thank you for being here this morning. And before I continue, I just want to reiterate what Mark said about next welcome dinner is happening tonight. So any one of you who wants to join, please sign up at therocks.info, or you can go outside and ask for help from any one of our friendly hosts. Next welcome dinner is something that we put up, we put on for those of you who are newer to our church and you want to know more about who we are, our vision. Maybe you're looking for a church home and you're thinking, should The Rocks be that church for you? Please come. It's my personal invitation to you. I will be there myself, and we're going to put on a simple dinner for you, and I'm going to present like in 5-10 minutes the vision of our church, and you get to ask any questions that you want to ask about us, who we are, where we came from, where we're going, and then you can make your decision about whether or not this is a church for you. It's obligation free. It's not a membership class, but it's open for everybody, right? If after next welcome dinner you want to go to some other church, you are perfectly free to do. If you want to know more about, hey, what can I do to get more involved in this faith community, you can ask the question then as well. So please, if you are new to our church, I want to see you tonight at the welcome dinner. Make sure you sign up first though, all right? Cool. Like I said before, we are entering the second week of our Be Rich campaign, and this is the fourth year that we've been doing it, and I'm so privileged that we get to do this together as a church. I don't know if you know, but we are one of 85 churches around the globe that participated in Be Rich last year, and we are serving more than 300 not-for-profit organizations through your generosity of money, time, and heart. And there's just so many of you all together around the globe, about 115,000 people. We are the only church in Australia, though, that is doing this. And I'm very, very pleased about that. I wish more churches would do this, but I'm pleased that we get to be a part of it, all right? For those of you who are wondering, like, why do you call it Be Rich? This is the reason why I don't like church, because you always talk about money. You always want to get people's money to serve your own need. Well, what we're doing through Be Rich is exactly the opposite of that, all right? I'm going to explain it to you. So for those of you who've been through Be Rich many times, please allow me just a little bit of time to explain for those of us who are newer. Be Rich is actually a term that we get from a letter written by the Apostle Paul to his protege Timothy, who was pastoring a church in Ephesus in modern-day Turkey. And Paul, who used to persecute the Christians, who became a Christian himself, wrote this to Timothy when he said this: command those who are rich in this present world. Now, that's all of us, especially those of us who live in Australia. Maybe you don't feel rich, but do you know, I've said this many times, if you earn $45,000 a year, you are among the top 1% richest people in the world. If you even earn half of that, $22,000 a year, you are among the top 5% richest people in the world. The reason why a lot of us, we feel like we're not rich is because we don't feel rich. And the reason why you don't feel rich is because the way we live. You know, we live on the edge. We don't have any margin financially. We spend almost everything that we earn. Sometimes we earn more than what we earn. We are not content with what we have. We are envious with what other people have. And that's the reason why we don't feel rich, even though, as a matter of fact, we are rich. And this commandment is for you, is for me, is for anybody, I believe, who live in this country. So Paul says, command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant. That's the tendency of rich people, isn't it? To be arrogant. Paul says, don't do that. And don't put your hope in wealth, which is so uncertain. The reason why, let me tell you why wealth is so uncertain. Because you will never know when you're going to part with your wealth. Either your money will run out first, or your time will run out first, right? It's one or the other. And you don't know when it's going to happen. So Paul says, don't be arrogant. Don't put your hope in wealth. But instead, command the rich people in this present world to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything. With everything. Everything that we own, everything that we have comes from God. Because He is such a generous God. Even the air that we breathe comes from God. There's nothing that we own that doesn't come from God. So we are just a steward of what God owns, right? So everything that we have come from God. He gave it to us generously for our enjoyment. So if you hear anybody telling you that you cannot enjoy your wealth, that you cannot enjoy what God has given you, well, that would be wrong, because here Paul clearly says God has provided everything for us for our enjoyment. There's nothing wrong with enjoying a holiday. There's nothing wrong with enjoying, you know, a good steak once in a while. There's nothing wrong with that. But it doesn't end there. Paul continues in verse 18. If this is all you live for, then that's where the problem is, isn't it? Paul says, don't do this. In verse 18, he says, command them. Who is them? Those who are rich in this world. The reason why Paul says those who are rich in this world is because just because you are rich in this present world doesn't mean you are necessarily rich in the world to come, right? Because you can't take your wealth with you. Paul says, command them to do good, to be rich. That's where we get the term from. To be rich. Be rich in what? Be in good deeds and to be generous and willing to share. That's where we get the word give, serve, and love, right? We started with the generous first. So that's what Paul says. Command them to be rich in this present. Command them to be rich in good deeds, to be generous and willing to share. Do you know that a lot of people know how to get rich? A lot of places will teach you how to get rich. Some churches even will tell you how to get rich. But not too many people know how to be rich. Do you know that the more money you make, the less generous you are? The more money people make, the less they give. That is just a very sad, sad fact. In fact, I read somewhere that if you earn $50,000 a year, average giving from people who give, who earn more than $50,000 a year is less than 5% of their income, which is like a meager amount. So the percentage is less. Sometimes the dollar amount is even less than people who earn a lot less. So that is really not acceptable, right? So last week, we kick off this series because we want to learn together how to be rich. And the first lesson that we learn in being rich is being rich in being generous, okay? And we had a target last week that we told people, 150, 100. We don't have a monetary target, but we do have this target. What does that mean? That means we want 100% of you to participate. We want everyone to participate because this is something that we all ought to do. And we're asking you to give $50 per person. All right, some of you can only give less, but some of you can give more. But that's on average. We want 100% of you to give $50 per person. And the last part is my favorite by far. For those of you who are new to our church, then you will probably be surprised at this. And we promise you that we're going to give 100% of it away. We're not even going to keep a single cent for our church. All right? And I was worried, like, okay, because economy is still very rough for a lot of people. You know, we have slightly less people attending church nowadays. And, you know, I wonder how people will give this year in Be Rich. Well, I am very pleased to report to you and to announce to you this morning that we broke our own record in giving this year. We've been doing this 4 years, like I said, and we broke all kinds of records. In fact, in one Sunday, okay? In one Sunday, we never collected so much money in one Sunday. In one Sunday, you have collected with a few more dollars trickling in throughout the week because some of you were not here. But are you ready for the amount? In one Sunday, you gave, drum roll, $45,380. That's amazing, isn't it? Actually, there's a bit of an error in there. There should be 0.01 cent. Some of you, I know, you want to test us to see if we give every single cent or not. There's actually 0.1 cent in there somewhere. So we promise to give that away as well. I am so grateful for you. I am so thankful to God for every single one of you. You know, I know times are tough right now, but everyone, they just dig deep and they just do whatever they can. And I am so honored to be your pastor. I am pleased to be a part of such a generous community in this. But that was last week. So if you have this week, it's not going to go toward Be Rich anymore. It's going to go to the church. But don't worry, because our church is very, very prudent in the way we manage our money. Do you know that every year we give more than 100,000 away toward missions, both local missions as well as overseas mission? So you'll be pleased to know that even though we have needs in this church, we are not shy in giving our money away. And we want to be doing that more and more and more. We're going to keep increasing that percentage that we give. And the more generous you are, the more different missions organizations will be blessed through your generosity. So make sure you keep giving, you keep sowing into this place, because your money is going to be put into good use. All right? So that's the give week. Today, we are entering the second week, which is the serve week. I said before, the more money people make, the less they give. But do you know that the more money people make, not only the less they give, but also, unfortunately, the less they serve? The less they serve. Why is that? I'm wondering, why is that? Why do rich people don't serve as much as poorer people? I think I know the answer. Because rich people have options, right? We have movies to watch. We have places to go to. You know, we have work to do. We have, you know, new cars to buy. We have holidays to go to. And we have all kinds of options, to the point that maybe we don't have enough time, or we don't set aside enough time to serve. But do you know that to be followers of Jesus Christ, you know, this should be in our DNA, you know? If you say that I want to follow Jesus, but I don't want to serve, it's like saying I want to be a soldier, but I don't want to go to battles. It's like saying I want to be a fish, but I don't want to go swim. So it's impossible, because it is in our bloodstream. It is in our DNA. Why? Because being rich in good deeds and being generous is at the heart of Christianity, because that is the way of Jesus Christ. Now, this morning, I prepared 4 different points in order to encourage you to serve. If you don't believe me, you can talk to the person operating the computer graphics. But I deleted those 4 points because I thought to myself, man, all you need to know this morning is that this is the way of Jesus Christ. We couldn't do anything else. Listen to this saying from Jesus, recorded for us by Mark. Jesus said, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Wow. I thought we're just going to ponder on this verse for the rest of our time today, because it is so important that not only do you know this, it's so important that you get this. Because if you get this, you wouldn't live any other way. I had 4 brilliant points that maybe sometime I will preach, but nothing, let me tell you, nothing is more important than for you to get this, that Jesus came into our world not to be, but to serve. Wow. Let me tell you, this is so revolutionary The people at the time of Jesus, they have never heard this before. None have ever heard this before, because it is like, it's mind-boggling. It's like they couldn't understand it, because the Greek gods, the Roman gods, they're not there to serve people. They're there to be served. Zeus, Apollo, Hermes, all the Greek gods, you know, you got to serve them, and maybe they will do something for you. But Jesus said, no, that's not me. The Son of Man, and that even the title that he used for himself in this instance is such a posture of humility from Jesus, isn't it? It's such a posture of humility. The Son of Man, we know he's the Son of God, but he chose to identify with you and with me in saying this by using the term the Son of Man, right? He is God in the flesh. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I and the Father are one. And Paul confirmed this when he said in Philippians, Jesus, even though in the form he was God, he did not consider his equality with God as something to be grasped. But instead, what did he do? He lowered himself. He took on a form of a servant. He died the death of a criminal. Why? To serve you, to serve me. He did that in your place and in my place. So if you're not a follower of Jesus Christ here this morning, let me tell you the good news. The good news is God doesn't want anything from you. He doesn't. He really, really doesn't. He wants something for you. He came for you. He came to serve you. He came to die for you. He came to forgive you. He came to give you grace. He came to give you life. He came to give you eternal, abundant life. That's what he came to do. So the question is, if this is what Jesus did for us, right? And the biggest, most wonderful example of his humility in service is when he was about to die. He was in Jerusalem. I mean, when you are about to die, when you've been like told by a doctor that you have like 3 days to live or 1 month to live, you think about yourself, don't you? So Jesus was about to die. Instead of worrying about himself, he stooped down and he washed his friend's feet, his disciples' feet. That's what he did. That was the job of the lowest slave at the time. Because nobody wanted to do it, Jesus did it. And Jesus said this, if I, your Lord, wash your feet, so should you do the same. You should wash one another's feet as well. That's why I'm telling you today, without being offensive at all, that a non-serving Christian is actually an oxymoron. You know, there's no such thing as a non-serving Christian. You can't, you know, say that you love Jesus and you want to follow Jesus and you don't want to serve. By the way, when I say this, there's no guilt at all, right? I'm not here to put a guilt on you so that you will serve, because serving out of guilt is really, really bad. That you shouldn't serve out of guilt. You shouldn't serve out of obligation. Jaden had to like community hours in from his school, and he was like 4 hours short. So he was trying to find like the easiest way to get the 4 hour community service at school. That's what you do when you have to do something because you have to, right? You don't have to serve. Nobody told you to serve. When Jesus came to our world, he didn't do this so that you could do something for him. No, there was no strings attached whatsoever. That's why I said, I want you to understand this. I want you to serve out of a sense of gladness and opportunity. And like, come on, you know, I couldn't live any other way. Come on, my master, my Lord, my Savior served me so well. And he asked me to join him to serve the world. Like, come on, why wouldn't I want to do that? So it has to come from that place of being really, really honored and pleased that you get to serve. So please, if you feel like you want to serve today out of guilt because of what I said, don't do it, all right? I don't think Jesus would want that from you as well. But if you do decide to serve, it has to come from a place of willingness to like, yeah, God, you know, I don't want to do anything else. This is my life. You have done this for me, and it is my joy and my pleasure to serve with you. So I want to encourage every single one of you to just process this with God and ask God, God, you know, I want to do this. Help me. Maybe in the past I've been thinking about myself. Maybe in the past I thought like maybe I don't have enough talent, not enough. No, you know, don't do that, all right? You know, in this church, we need every person to serve. Sometimes the problem with a bigger church like ours is people think, oh, they must have every, you know, a lot of people to serve. They don't need me. No, that's wrong. The bigger the church, guess what? The bigger the need for more volunteers, because we have more people to serve. We have bigger mission to do. You know, if you have the talent or the gifting with talking to young people, serve in our youth ministry, for example. Our kids ministry needs, our next generation ministry needs your help. We're always short in the next gen ministry. If you can sing, you gotta sing. If you can play guitar, you gotta play guitar, you know. If you can lead, you gotta lead. Whatever it is that is your gifting, you gotta do it, because the kingdom of God needs you, because the body of Christ needs you. We can't do it alone, all right? So just because we are big, don't think that we have all our needs met. No, we need more and more people to serve. So make sure that you find your place in this faith community where you can belong and use your gift to serve others, right? And here's the thing that I love about our church. Just as we don't keep all the giving or the offering to ourselves, we also don't just serve the need of the people in the church, all right? We don't just serve our vision or our mission. We believe we are part of the larger body of Christ, where there are people outside the four walls of our church who are doing great in serving their community. That's why we want to partner with them. That's why we want to encourage you to not just volunteer here, but volunteer with them, all right? Volunteer outside of your church as well. And this year, through Be Rich, we have opportunity to do just that. For example, you can serve at the Pregnancy Problem House. You know, every Thursday from 30th of September until 29th of January, you can help, you know, create baby bundles for expectant mothers, right? Do you know that every year in Australia, there are over 80,000 abortions? 80,000. That number sink in for you. That's about 10 abortion every hour. How horrible is that? 10 abortion every hour, okay? So instead of just picketing in front of an abortion clinic saying, oh, we are pro-life, why don't you do something about it, right? The church for too long has been known for what we are against. We need to be known for what we are for. So don't just protest, don't just, you know, picket, but do something. You can do this, right? If you're really pro-life, do something about it. Don't just say it. How about the crew? The crew is also doing a fantastic job in the Baldivis area, you know, to help the homeless, to put dignity back into their lives, to put clothes on their back, food on the table for them, for the families who are having it tough. The crew is doing a fantastic job. You have different ministry opportunity to serve with the crew as well. New this year, Ebenezer Aboriginal Corporation, you know, they need some volunteer help as well. You know, you can sign up. I'm going to tell you in a minute how you can sign up. How about Canning River Workday? We are here in the city of Canning. We want to make our presence felt in the local businesses that we are supporting, you know, in our city as well. So please, this is a great opportunity. We've been doing this for a while now, and great opportunity to mix with the locals here and get to know them a little bit and then to make a difference, no matter how small, in our community, okay? Right now, I want to invite Annika to come forward and explain to us what she did with the young adults in helping Pregnancy Problem House. Let's give a hand to Annika.
So because of Be Rich and our partnership with Pregnancy Problem House, the young adults this year have decided to integrate serving every second month to be able to be the hands and feet of Jesus very tangibly and very practically. So behind me, there's a photo of all my YAs, not all of them. On this particular night, there was about 40 young adults. And behind all these smiling faces were a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. Now, not that many tears. But what we did was we went over to the Balcata location, and it's a new location, but what we did was we did vacuuming, we did cleaning toilets, we went into the kitchens and just scrubbed it. We they did everything that they could. Like you said, much joy. And this morning, I want to encourage you guys to really kind of serve, because like what Pastor D said, it's a joy to serve. And, you know, depending on what you can or can't do, I want to let you know that we have all serving opportunities that that can cater to what you need to do. But I want to just remind you guys that serving, to serve is to love others. And we love because God first loved us. So how amazing is it that we get to partner with God to be his hands and feet to the people that really need that? So I'd love for you guys to really join in with us.
Tell us what you told me about the police.
Oh, yeah. They were doing an incredible job. So we had to take down shelving, and so the neighbors called the cops on us because they thought they were getting broken into. So the cops came and we had to tell them, oh, like, we're actually like doing something good, and they're like, okay, continue. So yeah, that was a little bit of fun.
Cool. Thank you, Annika. Let's give her a hand again. Yeah, so in a minute I'm gonna tell you how you can actually sign up to serve during our Be Rich campaign. The serving opportunity will run from this month all the way until January, but I want you to sign up now or sometime this week, and I'm going to tell you how to do that. But before I do, I want you to see a video of what we did at the crew last year. So you will see some of you here in this video. And then after that, I'm going to get Pastor Mike and the band to come and sing us this incredible song that will encourage us and kind of like wrap up what we said about serving. So enjoy.
At The Crew, one thing that we're really passionate about is instilling value and being intentional about building up relationships with our guests so that they know that we see the people. And so I love that opportunity we have to actually have relationship with our guests. And so it's not like we don't know the people coming through our door. We actually have great relationship and we have inside jokes with our guests. And it's awesome because we're run by a church. Is that at the cornerstone of everything is Jesus. And getting to be able to share of the hope that we experience and know to the guests that are accessing our services.
Crew, it's been everything to me. I've came from the streets to a place of residence now, 3 years. These guys have fed me, clothed me. They've helped me through the lot with my addictions and everything else. And look, now I've got a gut, clothes on my back. Good stuff.
I just think The Crew is fantastic. The people that they help are amazing. The stories of the people that they help are just mind-blowing. I've always lived in a little bubble and I didn't ever understand what some people went through and what their life was, and this has been a real eye-opener for me. I know that we're doing good for the people that we're helping, and it's just great. It's really great.
Awesome community base, and there is absolutely no judgment coming into them, and they just welcome everybody with open arms. And I've made friends through The Crew, and I've got in touch with other services that have helped, if you like, and it's been good for my children too. They're all so welcoming and just loving towards not just myself but the kids as well. I miss it if I don't have that interaction, you know, so I think it's a good thing.
That is amazing. Let me tell you, there's no time where you are more like Christ than when you serve, than you're being generous, not only with your money, but with your time, with your talent, and with your gift. So I'm going to show you how you can do that. The easiest way for you to sign up to serve during this Be Rich campaign is by going to our website, therocks.info, not therocks.church, but therocks.info. Do you know that therocks.church is for people who are looking for our church? Therocks.info is everything that you need to know about making a connection, about whatever is going on in the life of our church. So go to therocks.info and tap on Be Rich. You can serve easily that way. When you tap on Be Rich, you'll be taken to this website called berich.org. because again, we are one of just many churches that are doing this. And make sure when you go to this website that the church that you are viewing is the Rocks Church. That way you get to serve in Perth. Otherwise, you might end up in Canada with John or something. So make sure it says the Rocks Church, and then you click on serve, and you will be brought to this page where you can register to serve. Okay, you can register to serve. And when you click register to serve, you'll be taken to this page where you get the list of every serving opportunity that is available. Okay, you can serve with your family, you can serve with your small group. Some people last year, they brought some friends from their office to just serve together. You can do that as well. But we want every one of you who wants to participate to sign up, because we want to see how many people actually come at any given ministry or serving opportunity. Sometimes having too many people is not helpful. It's actually going to hinder the work. Sometimes not having enough people is also not good. So make sure that you signed up to serve at the different opportunity that you have, whether it's with Pregnancy Problem House, with the crew, or cleaning Canning River, or Ebenezer Aboriginal Corporation, okay? Different days, different time of the week, different hour. So, you know, there's a time, there's a place for everybody. And I just want to take you back to the previous page. Once you finish serving, all right, this is going to be in January or so, you can actually log your hours. And we want you to log your hours. You see the bottom right there, log your hours, because we want to celebrate the number of hours that we put to our community. We want to encourage you to like celebrate that, and then maybe make that as a goal, as a target for next year or something. But we want to celebrate and we want to rejoice with you for the service that you do to our community, and celebrate it with other churches around the world as well, right? So make sure you log your hours after you serve. If you have any questions at all about how to do this, how to register, you know, maybe what does this mean, please make sure you approach Annika, or anyone with the Be Rich t-shirt, or you know, any of our hosts outside. They will be able to help point you in the right direction. All right? That's it from me. Make sure you come back next week for the final week of Be Rich, which is love. Next week, Australian Cross, they're going to be here. We want every one of you to give blood. How many of you are scared of needles? I'm scared of needles, but this is one way we show love to our community. There are many different opportunities as well, but one of them is to give blood. Again, make sure you come. Tim Healy is going to come and preach in Cannington next week. So again, make sure you come and invite your friends.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. For more great resources and to keep yourself up to date, head to our website. Visit therocks.church.